Good evening, everyone. It's Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. How a very small set of people control 8 billion people. This is what I call the elite. Let's say there's about 10,000 of them. How is it these people are able to manipulate the 8 billion people here? If you talk to a lot of naive people, they think, oh, it's the Rothschilds over here, or it's the aliens. They don't understand. It's not any one individual. It's not any one organization. There's something called swarm intelligence. If you watch all those birds flying together, not any one of them is in control. They move together as a unit. They're closely knit. They're quote unquote telepathic, but they move with a singular goal. The goal of the elites here is power, profit, and control. This is the goal. So if we look at it from a control system, what are the inputs they're sending into this system to achieve their goals? And what is the output that they seek? So if you're an elite over here and you're looking at those 8 billion people, how do you know you're achieving your goal? Are people getting fat, meaning unhealthy? Are people getting dumb, which means ignorant? Are people happy, which means are they being entertained? Are people divided? Are they isolated, disconnected? They don't want people here connecting with each other. Are people feeling helpless? Are people looking to the elites to save them? And they like that. They like when people here are looking to them, the enemy here, for their saviors. They really love that. They want people to be disorganized, and they definitely want people to be helpless. This is what they want. If you do not want to unite among people here and find who your own leaders are from below, they are quite happy. They're achieving their goal. Power, profit, and control. Now, how do they do this? You're going to realize it's not any one group. It's an interconnected, tightly knit group. They're all closely interconnected. In fact, they all go to the same restaurants. They have all their kids going to the same equestrian shows. They all shop at the same place. They all go to the same parties. You're not part of that. So who are these people? And what are the institutions of power that they have? Well, first of all, they have academia, Harvard, Oxford, Yale, MIT, IIT in India, the top 100 university presidents. These people are on boards of companies, but it's about 100 people who run the major universities in the world. NGOs, or nonprofits. These are people who run these huge nonprofit organizations like the Clinton Global Initiative, WEF, World Economic Forum, Center for Foreign Relations. And there's many other institutions like these, but it's the CEOs of these institutions. And these guys know each other. They definitely work together. The next thing you have is you have government, U.S. senators, prime ministers of countries, advisors to government, think tanks, the Belfer School at Harvard, the Stanford Internet Observatory. They created the censorship infrastructure. This includes CIA, right? Intelligence organizations. And again, all these people know each other. They're interconnected. They're a swarm. They're tightly knit. They're not divided like these people over here. They're not disconnected. They're highly interconnected. So these people are focused on power. But then you also have a whole nother people, the CEOs of the global 2000 companies, other big organizations like big pharma companies, Pfizer, big agriculture companies like Syngenta, big investment companies, JP Morgan. You put Deutsche Bank here. You put Epstein down here. Okay, he was involved in all this. You also have the Fed, the central banks. All these people party together. When I say party together, I mean literally they party together, guys. Absolute close-knit friends. And in fact, the CEO of a Global 2000 company will easily move to one of the investment companies down here. If you look at Target, big companies like Anheuser-Busch and Exxon, you'll find that at one point they were in one of these investment companies, and these investment companies sit on the board of these companies and they shuffle back and forth. So this is all about making money, right? These people are about making the dollar. These people are all about power. This is profit. And then fundamentally, you have control. Hollywood over here. This includes celebrities. You have their agents, Hollywood agents, like Ari Emanuel, as I've talked about, who's a guy who controls most of Hollywood. He controls World Wide Wrestling Federation, the MMA, etc. The media companies. This includes Disney, Viacom. This includes now Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. These are large media companies. Google, you can put in there also. You also have big news stations, CNN, Fox. And combined with this, now we have another group, social media influencers. This is like Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, these characters who have come in, but they do not exist without support from these guys. If you notice, overnight, a bunch of social media influencers have come out of nowhere. And these people are created by these people. So when you look at this, the academics, the NGOs, the government, the think tanks, the investment companies, the Fed, the big pharma, the CEOs, the Hollywood celebrities, media, social media influencers, and the news companies, and you can even take the top 10 of each one of these, they all know each other, everyone. And in order to manipulate these people, they need front men to manipulate these people with policies. Because what comes out are policies. These are the inputs they put into the system, propaganda. They feed these people purposely, people who they tell them are are going to save them, like the Elon Musks or Trump or the Kennedys. Now, who are the people part of the swarm that does that? They have the obvious establishment. And these people are like the Clintons or the McConnells or the Obamas or the Bushes or the Queen of England. Typically, people say, oh, yeah, those guys are part of the establishment. But one of the things we teach at Truth Freedom Health, the most insidious people are what I call the not so obvious establishment. These are the people that are created to make sure that the 8 billion people look to the elites to save them. Trump, he's got a golden toilet. Mar-a-Lago, Kennedy's, completely bogus family. You can look at historically people like Gandhi or people like MLK. These people all came and were endorsed by the swarm. These people do not exist. They live in Malibu. They live in the places of the elites. And these people are the ones that are used to send the inputs of this controller. In system science, these are the controllers. These are the people controlling the inputs that go in. And remember, their goal is to make sure people are in the state of division, disconnection, and helplessness, particularly. They're observing all this. They have their sensors. And one of the features that they notice is that as long as people are in dysfunction and diseased mentally, physically, emotionally, they're happy. Well, what are those diseases these days? We see obesity. We see endocrine disruption, men with low testosterone and people questioning their sexuality. We also see people with cancer. The world's population's life expectancy is going down. The United States is going this way. And this is from 1980 to 2020. They like this. This is life expectancy. In fact, when they see dysfunction, you know what they do? They put another input in, which is normalize the dysfunction. Eat sugars and high fructose food. Well, over here, people have been literally getting fat. It's led to obesity. Or they've been putting in foods that are affecting people's gut microbiome. This is what I call from policy to biology. People are getting worse and worse. They're actually making more money because the obesity now creates obesity drugs. The endocrine disruptors, let's talk about this. This will really explain what's going on with Bud Light. About 20 years ago, there was research done at the universities that clearly showed the use of restricted-use pesticides like atrazine and other chemicals in the atmosphere actually cause endocrine disruption, which could reduce male testosterone, which could also affect mammals where the sex organs can change. And this was done by the work of Tyrone Hayes. So if you're over here at a university and you find out one of your researchers discovered that and you are playing golf with people over here at Syngenta, Syngenta is the one who produced atrazine, they're going to say, hey, man, we don't want this research coming out, because you have to understand something. The investment community here is investing in all of these companies. So if you're one of these large investment companies, you're moving trillions of dollars, $600 trillion, by the way, move through the economy every day. You, as one of the elites managers of money, you're moving all this money. You know all of these people. You know the CEO of Target. You know the CEO of Anheuser-Busch. You know the CEO of Pfizer and Syngenta. And imagine that you see, wow, the stuff that we've been creating is causing sexual disruption changes. You're seeing a phenomenon where more and more people are questioning their sexuality. And what you want to do is you want to make sure that the general public doesn't understand this, because if they did, they would awaken to something that's going on from the decisions you made. So you call up your friend, Bud Light, he goes, hey, look, let's run a campaign. Let's normalize trans. Let's exploit a willing person to be exploited like this Dylan Mulvaney. Let's put them on as a poster boy for Bud Light. And let's push them out there because we want the attention to normalize a dysfunction. Because the goal is to make sure they don't lose their trillions over in Syngenta. They're willing to take a $1 billion hit over here, but they want to save their trillions in big pharma and big ag. Because they're all part of the same family. They all do favors for each other. And then again, you'd go do it at Target. You try to normalize it because you don't want people over here to understand the bigger picture. But you are interconnected. You could strike deals left and right. Let's do a marketing campaign in here. Let's normalize. Same thing if you can look at what's going on in obesity. All these pharma companies are making big money from obesity drugs, but there's movies on Netflix and Amazon promoting fat people as a norm. What's happening over here, you have people who are pro-fat and people who are anti-fat people. You have people pro-woke and anti-woke, and they don't care. So you have a bunch of these idiots writing books against woke companies and anti-woke companies. You have people creating apps, only shop at anti-woke companies, don't go to woke companies. But you guys understand that these guys don't give a damn? They're making money anyway. The investment bankers are going to make money from woke companies and anti-woke companies. But what's occurring here is people are being divided. These guys are happy because they're inputting policies and propaganda. People here are being divided, and that is the goal, to achieve power, profit, control. So as long as these people work together as a swarm to control the policies and the propaganda, and they provide false heroes, and they're using the Trumps, the Kennedys, and Gandhis, all of them who talk a big game, their goal is to make sure that you never understand this that you keep thinking, oh, Kennedy's going to solve the problem. Trump is going to solve the problem. They don't want you to be leaders in your own communities. They want you to outsource your future to people like Trump or Kennedy because they're part of the swarm. And you keep getting more unhealthy, more ignorant, more entertained. But most importantly, you are divided. People here don't organize themselves to smash these people up. And this is the history of human oppression. They have it down to a system, a goal. They have a controller. They have specific inputs. And they manipulate billions of people to achieve this state. They produce dysfunction. They don't give a damn if you die. The life expectancy in the United States, your children are going to die sooner than you. And they've achieved their goal. They don't give a damn. Do you understand? These people are eating organic foods. They get the best restaurants. They get the best insurance. They get the best healthcare. And this is what they want to achieve. And that's how they're controlling people. The other way they're controlling you is they want you to keep looking to the elites like Trump and Kennedy and all these people to save you. They want you to look to the swarm. They do not want you to ever support a Malcolm X or a Dr. Shiva or you. They don't want you to become leaders. And this is a goal. As long as you're divided, as long as you're looking over here, you're going to achieve their goal of power, profit, and control. So what's the way out? How do we win? The first way we win, everyone's got to be aware of the science of systems. Without this understanding, there are goals, there are controllers, there are systems, there are intelligence, and there are dumb systems. You are never going to break out of this because you will think everything is, oh my God, we got to talk about aliens and UFOs and flat earth or this. All those may be interesting topics, but they don't come down to the fundamentals of understanding this. And the only way out of this is people here have got to understand the principles of system science. And the good news is you can learn this at Truth Freedom Health. So first of all, learn these principles at Truth Freedom Health. That's the only place. This is my gift to people. We've made it accessible to all your children. Any person who goes through the course, you can give it to your children. Anyone can learn this. But the goal is go to Truth Freedom Health and you will understand the science of systems. So we've created that weapon. And with this weapon, this is a hammer here, we have a way to smash this swarm. But without the understanding of this, without you understanding this system science, without you understanding the knowledge of systems, you will never break out of this. Please volunteer. Go to shivaforpresident.com, volunteer. And by the way, when you donate, I don't like to take people's money for nothing. I give you books and courses and access to the entire community at truthfreedomhealth.com. So please take advantage of that if you want to donate. But if you don't want to donate, volunteer. We're going to be getting on the ballot in all the states. So we need people on the ground. So go to Shiva4President, numeral4president.com and volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. Our campaign is about mobilizing you. We have a whole program that we want to train you to be a leader. So we get connected. We're no longer helpless. We stop looking to these fools like Kennedy and Trump and all these other people because where have they gotten us? They are part of the system to increase power, profit, and control. This is why a small set of people, the elites, to keep getting richer and richer off the backs of people. This is why these people are able to control you because they make you disconnected and divided in a very, very systems way. This is the science of systems that they're using. There's about 10,000 people that learn this science. This is not accidental, everyone. What I'm here to tell you is once you understand the engineering physics here, we can smash these people and make a society where people are decentralized but connected. We're no longer divided, but we're united with the interests that we have to face their propaganda and destroy them and to no longer follow false heroes. And that's what this is about. Because the way we're going now, as I've talked about, those in power want to kill you. It's not a hyperbole. They want to kill you. The movement for Truth, Freedom, Health and our campaign for Shiva for President is about making sure you live long and prosper. And the only way to do it is you have to become aware of this, recognizing that there's a systems process. Fortunately, truthfreedomhealth.com exists. I wish I didn't have to go do this. In fact, our parents should have done this for us. But anyway, Truth Freedom Health exists. Our campaign exists. So go to shivaforpresident.com, become a volunteer, become a warrior scholar, truthfreedomhealth.com. Every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and at 8 p.m., I do a open house and we have our 8 p.m. town halls for our campaign. Please join them. You can RSVP at vashiva.com/orientation. The other important you can do where we start taking control of our lives, that you start supporting one of us. I'm one of you, leaders, bottoms up. I didn't grow up in a Kennedy compound. I didn't grow up with golden plated toilet seats. I grew up like you guys. And as a part of that, make sure that you share this video. Hit the share button. Make sure you retweet it. Make sure you click the notify. Make sure you put comments on. Because you know that I've been exposing their false heroes, Elon Musk and the Kennedys and all their not so obvious establishment people. So their retribution is to shadow ban me. My tweets used to get 500,000 views per day. Today, I'm lucky if I get 5,000 views per day. And then they put keywords of something starts going viral to stop that. So the way you can help is sign up as a volunteer so we get on the ground. The future is offline. I need you to go share these videos, get it out there, and become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior. That's the ways you guys can help, contribute. Anyway, there you go. So anyway, I hope this is valuable. Be the light, ShivaForPresident.com, TruthFreedomHealth.com. Thank you, everyone. Be well. Be the light. Have a good night. Have a good morning. Good afternoon, wherever you are.